Hi, I'm David Dean Humphreys. There was a day in my life that changed the way that I spiritually looked at things for the rest of my life. It started out kind of dreary. It was a rainy morning, and I was sitting at my kitchen table, trying to find peace and hope while reading my Bible. But all I could do was cry. I read Philippians 4:6, and it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Just reading that verse made me mad, because I had a very good reason to be anxious, and God knew it. I had prayed and pleaded and let my requests be made known, but all I felt was fear and anxiety. All I wanted was answers to my heart's two desperate requests to have a healthy baby and to have my husband come home safely from the war. I was in the eighth month of a difficult pregnancy, and a thought had been lurking in my mind for six of those 8 months. Since I had almost miscarried this child multiple times in the first trimester, I wondered if she would be born with severe problems. What if she needed surgery and I was too out of it and the Red Cross could not find my husband to get permission? What if she died? What if Kent never got to meet her at all? I had been 4 months pregnant when he left for Vietnam for a year. A lot can happen in a year. I reread that verse, asking God to show me what I was missing. Why wasn't it working for me? And then I saw it. The phrase, "with thanksgiving." Odd. It didn't seem reasonable. But all of a sudden, the message couldn't have been clearer. The verse did not say to feel thankful. It said to come to God with thanksgiving. So if thanksgiving was something I could choose to bring to God, it must not be referring to an emotion, which is basically a reaction. It must be referring to a decision to thank God for whatever is His answer, whether I feel thankful or not. Easier said than done. I got down on my knees and cried for 3 hours before I could even say the words, "God, thank you for this baby, whatever she's like. She is yours. So do your will with her and with me. I bring you thanks. And God, Kent is yours too. I give you thanksgiving. Whether he comes home from the war or not, he and I are both yours. So do your will." The peace I felt was immediate, almost tangible. I read the next verse through tears of relief. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I've found that peace to be the result of a prayer with thanksgiving ever since. Never stop thanking.